Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As a matter of fact, we're going to get his reaction on the Micah Parsons deal. We're going to get his reaction maybe on our quarterback Deadpool that we drafted earlier today as well. You guys can actually vote on that at afternoon, 923 FAN. You know him from Barstool. You also know him as Ohio's own Ohio's Tate on the fan hotline there. Tate, welcome back to the show.
What's going on, boys? Good to be back. I'm making my afternoon drive myself here back to Columbus for the big game, and I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Well, we'd love to hear this. Just because it's the news of the day, we got to ask you your thoughts on Micah Parsons going to Green Bay for $47 million a year for two first-rounders and Kenny Clark.
Listen, what is Jerry Jones doing? My office is in Chicago, surrounded by a bunch of Bears fans. Bunch of NFC North guys, and everyone is just, I mean, he screwed them all over. You can't trade superstars like that. Like, I get you got to pay him, you got to work it all out, but when you have a Micah Parsons, when you have a Myles Garrett, you got to find a way to pay your guys and keep them.
Yeah, what do you think Myles' reaction to all this is?
I mean, I don't know, because he kind of bullied us into paying him big money, but Micah Parsons is getting paid and gets to go to a contender. So kind of interesting. I don't know. I don't know what this leads other superstars to do, but he got the best of both worlds with his deal.
Looks like he's going to have to request another trade here shortly. All right, Tate, let's get to – I actually want to do the quarterback Deadpool thing. So we're going to basically have a little competition here. Every week we got these quarterback big boards. We just did a draft. Each of us have drafted three college quarterbacks. And JP drafted Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, Sam Levitt. Our buddy Mac, Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, Aiden Childs. And then I drafted Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. Which do you think, which of us drafted the best for the prospective number one pick in next year's draft?
I would say Nussmeier's probably my favorite to be the number one pick next year. But did you say you have Drew Aller then, and who was the last one? Carson Beck?
Yeah, I had the ninth pick. I had the last pick of the draft, so I went Carson Beck.
Okay, I was going to say it. That better be the last one. I'm not high on Carson Beck. I'm not sure many people are. I'm interested for our boy Drew Aller out of Medina. I mean, I don't know what he's done to necessarily show everyone that the Browns should want him or that he's the best quarterback in college football, but people are telling me that's the case, and I'm cheering for the hometown kid, even though he's over at Penn State.
So what's your bet if you end up, if like Ohio State loses this game, what do you have to do? I know you do one for each game.
Yeah, one for each game. This one, so there's a professional bull riding rodeo that travels across the country, and they're actually in Illinois Friday night after the following week. So if Ohio State loses to Texas, they have hired me on to be the rodeo clown in that bull riding event, which, boys, did you know that's dangerous?
Yeah.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
It seems like that's not great.
Well, you got one of you should have texted me then, because I thought when they told me that, I thought that meant like I paint my face and like entertain the crowd. Yeah. I just learned that means I'm the one charged getting the bulls away from the competitors.
I believe that is the job description. This could have been solved by like doing an Indeed search, by the way.
Yeah, that's on me, but also as soon as I announced it, I got 100 DMs of videos of people paralyzed from being rodeo clowns.
Hey, it's good content, though, if it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a win-win unless I die, so.
Well, yeah. Well, again, content still wins in that equation.
Yeah, I was going to say, Barstool would profit very well from that. It's just you personally would suffer quite a bit, and your family, too.
A Barstool funeral would probably do numbers. You're right about that.
Just thinking like Big Cat weighing you down.
I was thinking more Portnoy coming in full Michigan regalia, which would be like the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, that'd be a tough eulogy if Portnoy gave it. I'd rather have Big Cat. You're right.
By the way, I guess I should. I know you have a bet on this. What's your confidence that Ohio State's not just going to do this, but where's your confidence in them trying to repeat?
Look, I'm not being a homer here. I honestly think that Ohio State is being disrespected, especially heading into the Texas game. They talk about how Ohio State has a new quarterback and Ohio State lost everyone to the NFL draft. I feel like Texas is in a very similar boat. They're acting like Arch Manning is like a three-year starter. The kid's thrown 90 passes in his career. And so, I don't know, Ohio State, yeah, they have to replace their defensive line, but it's not like we've got scrubs. We've got five stars filling in for five stars. So I think being at home is a huge advantage for us. I know our quarterback play is going to be a question mark, but the dude doesn't need to come out and throw for four touchdowns. He has the keys to the Lamborghini. He just needs to keep it on the highway. So I'm not saying that we're going to come out and smoke Texas, but it seems like the national media is really, you know, it seems like the public is heavy on Texas here, and I don't think that should be the case.
Do you like Julian saying? I imagine you do.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I like him a lot, but I'll say this. I've seen Julian in person, and I think 6'1", 210 might do. I think I would take the under on both of those.
Ooh, that's not good.
I think the weight's more concerning than the height, but neither's good.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, he's throwing to Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Brandon Ennis, and Max Clair. He's got the best tight end room in the country, the best receiver room in the country. I'm hearing our running backs are really good, and our offensive line is going from makeshift every week at the end of last season to probably one of the strengths of our team. So whoever you throw back there is in a position to succeed. But, yeah, the one thing that concerns me about this year's Buckeye team is I feel like last year with Will Howard, how big he was, you get into that third and short, fourth and short situation, you can just trust that your 6'5 guy is going to fall forward. I don't think we have that luxury this year.
So we've discussed quite a bit that Barstool is at the heart of a big part of the conversation on Ohio State, Texas in Columbus, with the initial report being that Ohio State banned Dave Portnoy from Ohio Stadium. And then, you know, Ohio State said it was Fox. And I actually tend to agree, as an Ohio State fan, I tend to agree with Portnoy that if it was Ohio State, Ohio State might be cooked. Give us your best theory on this one.
Well, I took some heat because I took the opposite side from most of Ohio State's fan base when it initially came out. I don't think the answer is to ban him. I think that I don't think Dave cares if he's on the sideline or not. I think he wants to be able to say he got banned, and that kind of just fuels his fire. So whether it's true or not, I know Barstool's saying one way, Ohio State's saying the other. I'd rather trot him into the stadium, you know, put him right under the banner as we unveil it, make him sit by the trophy, make him sit by Urban's other trophy. Urban might wear a 7-gold pant necklace, but I don't think the move was to ban Dave because he doesn't want to go to the games anyways. He just wants to know that, you know, he's in the heads of Ohio State and their administration.
Was Bobby Carpenter wrong in the feud that's been brewing? I have no idea what side you take in those type of battles.
I mean, I'm in a tough spot. I like Bobby a lot. I think one thing Bobby didn't do well is I think he's the one that said Dave didn't even graduate from Michigan. That's not true. Dave graduated from Michigan. Dave's sister graduated from Michigan. Dave's always been a Michigan guy. So, I don't know. Dave's a troll. He knows what he's doing. I would say that Ohio State probably had a little something to do because Barstool, not only is Dave on Big Noon, I don't know if he was supposed to be in the stadium, out of the stadium, whatever. I know that Barstool's college football tailgate show was supposed to go to Columbus this week and then was canceled. And so I don't really have an opinion either way, but that seems like they're saying Fox made that call. That would be interesting to me.
That is just too soft for a school that just won the damn national championship.
It's very soft.
You just can't. I hate it. Hate it.
Yeah. And what precedent? I don't know. I don't know how far it goes or how deep it goes, but can you name one other person who's banned from a stadium? Is Michigan going to say, Urban, you beat us too bad, you're not going to the Big House? I don't know.
I mean, not without like streaking or something first. No, I can't think of it.
Well, with Urban.
Right.
If you just get him into like a Columbus bar, like 11 o'clock
performing
after
proctology exams.
There's a little doo-doo-doo-doo. You never know with Urban. You just never really know.
That's fair. But yeah, ultimately, I think a lot of Ohio State's fan base was, you know, on me about who cares what he thinks? Ban him. Like, who cares? I don't personally care if he goes to the game or not. I just know he doesn't want to go either. So maybe I don't know what he was going to do if he was allowed in the stadium. It wasn't going to be that bad.
All right, before we let you go, buddy, what's the prediction for this weekend?
For the Buckeyes, first of all, I'm giving you the play of the under. I think both offenses are going to struggle against defenses with inexperienced quarterbacks. I will take Ohio State 24. And I will take Texas 20, so we will cover and win.
Great stuff, brother. Appreciate you. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, go Bucks. See you, boys.
Ohio's Tate there, at Barstool Tate on social media. He's only got 106,000 followers on X, so we got to, you know, that's literally like 10 times what I have. But, no, follow the man on social media. Very good man, very thorough. Cleveland sports fan, Ohio State fan as well. We'll react to what he had to say and get to the biggest game of the weekend and maybe the season for Ohio State in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.